The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm already being mocked. Friendly mock. Friendly mocking from Alexa as she texts to the studio on the 710 KNUS app with a very long spelled out, "Good morning, Randy." Welcome. Welcome to our show. So nice to have you along for Denver's only live local conservative Saturday morning show. 6:05. Oh, dark 30, and it is cold, 24 degrees in Aurora, 21 degrees in Denver. But we're going to dig our way out of this. Highs today around 48, but we will see 60s as we get back into some more normal Colorado weather. This global warming thing, man, it is going to be the end of me. And we've got a big show planned for you. I am just so rare that I surround myself with documents and paper and transcripts and memos and all kinds of things. I'm not a paper guy anymore. I'm trying to get away from, you know, always having to refer to notes. But it is so important to have accurate language and accurate references when you're talking about something as dangerous as this effort to take out a sitting president, to overturn the results of the 2016 election, to slap 63 plus million voters in the face and say, your decision is not the right decision because we, the deep staters, we, the radicals in charge of the Democrat Party, we, the people who are so much smarter than all of you deplorables, know better than you. And by God, it doesn't matter what it takes, we are not going to permit Donald Trump to remain president of the United States. As they said the other day, John Brennan, John McLaughlin, standing there, sitting there with the host of Face the Nation, thank God for the deep state.
But there is something unique, you'd have to agree, that now,
oh, totally,
the impeachment inquiry is underway, sparked by a complaint from someone within the intelligence community.
It feeds
the president's concern and often used term about a deep state being there to take him out.
Thank God for the deep state. I mean,
two CIA schmucks sitting there next to each other laughing about how an agency of the federal government, and I'm going to play the rest of this in just a second, but just listen carefully to how he brags that these people are the truth seekers, the truth sayers, the ones who are looking out for the United States of America, not the voters who elected a certain president to put America first and implement policies and promises that he has been checking off the list at an exorbitant rate, at a high rate, a satisfactory rate, as we sit here now celebrating 158,510,000 people working in the United States of America, black unemployment at record lows, stock market at record highs, military at record strength, in a week where we should have been celebrating all week long the death of the top two ISIS leaders. And this amazing, resilient economy that really shows no signs, not that it's not expanding a little and contracting a little, but it continues to drive forward, setting historic marks day after day after day. And instead, we're drawn into this ridiculous effort at a coup. And it is so great that we've got our listeners all around the country. I've already heard this morning from Sly, and what a great suggestion, Sly, to not talk about the impeachment hoax. Let's focus on a message. This is an effort at a coup from the deep state. If you've actually read the transcript of President Trump's call with President Zelensky of Ukraine, find me the crime. Find me the high crime or misdemeanor, which in constitutional terms was still relating to a very special kind of crime. If you read the Federalist Papers, you can get all that in your system. Not a misdemeanor of, shoplifting a pack of gum or something like that. Just find it. Look for it. And when you listen or think about all of these star witnesses of the Democrats who've had to be brought into the basement of the Capitol and basically deposed in secret, with the Republicans that were permitted to be there having very strict limitations on what they could ask. Adam Schiff literally shutting down questions by the opposition, forbidding them to have transcripts of the testimony, forbidding them to talk about the testimony, even though Schiff himself selectively leaks anything that helps build to his latest effort at slandering and removing this president. Adam Schiff, the guy who, since the election of Donald Trump, has been talking about how the evidence is just around the corner, the Mueller report, it's overwhelming, this president's efforts to collude with Russia. Time and time again, we'd hear that, just around the corner, we've got him now. Schiff has been one of the great ringleaders in this massive effort to take out a sitting president, this coup attempt. And he has been proven wrong every single time. 2 years and 30 plus, probably more, $1 million for a Mueller report that concluded there was no collusion. Shifty Schiff, why aren't you talking about collusion anymore? Well then, look, the rest of the Mueller report talks about obstruction because the president fired Comey and a few other little things. They don't talk about that anymore either. All of these efforts. 25th Amendment, president is unstable, Stormy Daniels, his taxes, his lawyer, who's now serving time in prison for 3 years. All of these different targets from the media and from the Democrats and from Shifty Shift that fall by the wayside, just like this one will, as the boomerang continues to work its way back around. Don't forget Attorney General Barr is out there. Don't forget John Durham and Huber and everybody is out there doing the real investigation into the real crimes. I'll tell you, buy popcorn stock because it's going to get better and better and better and better. Let me just finish this one cut, and then there's a couple of things I want to clean up or get out of the way before we jump in on impeachment. But here is the rest of the thank God for the deep state. Brennan and McLaughlin, side by side.
I think, everyone here has seen this progression of diplomats and intelligence officers and White House people trooping up to Capitol Hill right now and saying, these are people who are doing their duty, who are responding to a higher call. Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. They're responding to a higher call. These people have selected themselves to decide proper policies, proper decisions, proper interactions with other governments. Not the President of the United States that you and I elected, but these people who have come with a higher calling. Thank God for the deep state, he said.
Well, think about it for a minute. With all of the people who knew what was going on here, it took an intelligence officer to step forward and say something about it, which was the trigger that then unleashed everything else. Now, why does that happen? What I tell American people why that happens is...
Oh, these guys are self-incriminating themselves. They are self-incriminating themselves, the redundancy department. But listen to what they're saying. Listen to how they sound. They are surrounded by fans. They are surrounded by people who are just dying and desperate for them to be right. Because they know they cannot defeat Donald Trump in an election next year. They know it. And this is not going to stop. This effort is nothing more than trying to get enough people, get some Republicans, the Mitt Romneys of the world and a couple others, get all of the Never Trumpers, get all of the independent-minded folks whose moral outrage at this president actually putting America first and getting familiar with the powers of the presidency and utilizing them in a positive way all the way around. But it just is, it's just unsettling somehow to certain people. And so we've got to challenge him. We've got to keep him from over-exercising his powers as president of the United States because, you know, it just wouldn't be right. No crime, and nothing to point a finger at, no fairness of process, nothing to help the American people understand what the accusations actually are. But instead, these secret hearings and these planned releases of specific words and languages, and then the media getting together. So on every one of the cable channels, you'll hear the same three or four words, you know, we're nearing the end. President Trump overstepped his bounds. I'm just making these up, but they get them. They line them up and they utilize them repeatedly. But you know what? They're talking to each other. They're talking to each other. Did you watch the president's rally last night? I get in late on Fridays, so I did not get to see it. I saw a few minutes, but he's on his game like he always is. He's not backing down. He knows what's coming. He knows what's coming with the Barr investigation and how all of this is going to circle back around. He understands who some of these people are, William Taylor and the whistleblower and their backgrounds, their connections to Ukraine and Ukraine businesses. And we'll get into all of that here a little bit later in the show. These Democrats have no idea what to do with this president. Absolutely none. Here's the rest of thank God for the deep state.
This is the institution in the U.S. government that, with all of its flaws, and it makes mistakes,
yes,
is institutionally committed to objectivity and to telling the truth. It is one of the few institutions in Washington that is not in a chain of command.
He's sitting there with John Brennan.
His whole job is to speak the truth. It's engraved in marble in the lobby.
Isn't John Brennan the one who voted for a communist presidential candidate back in the 70s? I think that was him. Why in the world will the media not spend one iota of time, one moment, on this particular quid pro quo?
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
It's unbelievable.
And they put in place someone who was solid.
Remember in the last debate, Anderson Cooper, when he asked Biden about that, and I said, you know, the debunked conspiracy theory about your son, so apologetic. The prosecutor that was being fired was the one investigating Hunter Biden. Why is that not being played over and over and over on CBS, NBC, ABC, etc.? I know we've got callers. We'll get to them before this break. We can push this first segment just a little bit. 303-696-1971 if you'd like to weigh in. But before we go to the first call of the day, this one is very, very short. Nobody, including Republicans, including presidential candidate at the time, Mittens Romney, nobody cared about this one.
In his administration, until last week, who were friendly with Russia, General Mike Flynn being one of them. His former campaign CEO was Paul Manafort, who's got ties to Russia.
That's not the right clip, Kevin. We'll work on that in the break. It must have jumped to the next one on YouTube or something. That happens sometimes. That was the Obama flexibility clip, and we'll get that one up for you. That's the one with President Barack Hussein Obama knee-to-knee with the Russian president. Medvedev, or whatever it is, telling him, please convey to Vladimir, I will have more flexibility after my next election. I'll have more flexibility after my next election. That flexibility was in whether or not to provide missile defense systems to Europe to defend Ukraine. And what did Obama do with his flexibility? He took out those missiles. He did not protect Ukraine. And Putin, colluding through the president of Russia with the president of the United States at the time, Barack Hussein Obama, felt free to invade Crimea. And he did. We're going to play that one a lot. Let's get some of these calls out of the way. And I don't mean that like, oh, let's just get them out of the way. Let's get people off hold and onto the show. We'll start with David in Centennial. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Always love your program.
Thank you.
We met on 921.
Hey, David, can you get off your speaker?
Sure. Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Thank you. Yeah, you're good. Go, man.
Okay. Yeah, we met at 921 over in Aurora.
Do you have a 921 button?
Excuse me? I can hardly hear you.
Do you have a 921 button?
I do not.
All right. We've got a bunch of them. Some anonymous donor dropped off a box full of Labor Day rally, pro-ICE rally, and 921er buttons to my office. And we're giving them away, so maybe we can put you back on hold and get your contact information or something. But anyway, go ahead and make your point. My apologies.
Oh, thank you. The question that I have, I would like your feedback on what the Democrats are saying about the transcript from Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president.
Yeah.
And saying that is not entirely the full transcript or not entirely true, and they're saying there's more to it than what was shared with the public.
Well, you know, let's see it. I mean, we've had officials go into this closed-door basement testimony and say, I was on that call. I heard the call. The transcript is accurate. There was nothing illegal. And you know, the biggest point that just pops the Democrat balloon on this thing is Donald Trump knew people were listening. Donald Trump knew that this, like all of his phone calls, are going to be transcribed. And so why in the world would someone, Donald Trump, whatever you think of him or whatever anybody thinks of him, is not stupid. He is very calculating in the things he says and the way he pokes at the media, the way he uses Twitter, etc. When you're on a phone call with a world leader, the newly elected president of another country, and you know that there are multiple people from multiple agencies on both sides in both governments that are listening to this call, why in the world would you say something so obviously damaging? And if you read the transcript as it is, I implore upon you or anyone to point to me where there is a quid pro quo or a crime.
Yeah.
So, David, I would just say let's wait and see if somebody comes up with another transcript. I mean, this was Nancy Pelosi, I am sure, did not think the president would release this transcript. It's very, very unusual. President, to his credit, got permission from Zelensky of Ukraine to do it and then immediately just released it. So, of course, you're going to, well, it's probably not the whole transcript. Well, there's probably more to it. Well, you know, show me. I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to use the information that's in hand and draw my own conclusions. Don't you think?
I agree.
All right, David.
One other thing, real quick.
Yeah.
Yesterday on Limbaugh, I heard that he shared with us that a gentleman by the name of Morris came out and said that William Taylor's testimony before the House Judiciary Committee was not entirely true.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give you some background on William Taylor and his connections to Ukraine and the very business that was paying money to Hunter Biden. So you can draw your own conclusions from that as well. Thank you very much, David.
Thanks, Randy. Bye.
All right. John and Seth, sit tight. We are now past our stopping point on the break. When we come back, I want to remind you about the end of daylight savings time. Talk to you about a very important anniversary of my own. Do that very, very quickly. I've got my ballot here, so we'll go over that in about 30 seconds. It's a small ballot, as you know. We'll celebrate saying bye-bye to Beto. And we'll get that Obama flexibility clip up. It's very important that you hear that a lot this morning. And then scratch your head and wonder, why did the media or the Democrats or so many Republicans ignore this incredibly traitorous statement by Barack Hussein Obama? So you sit tight. We've got one open line now at 303-696-1971. 626, your dark and cold Saturday morning on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here at 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Welcome back at 6:32. Still dark as can be outside. We've got one line open at 303-696-1971. We're going to jump right back onto the phones here in half a second. Really excited. 8 o'clock, we're going to spend some time, or in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to spend some time with Sidney Powell, the attorney for General Flynn, and the work that she has done. This is so tightly connected to all of the other information we are learning about the deep state and their efforts to interfere with this president exercising his role as commander-in-chief, as president of the United States, setting policy, utilizing the powers of the office for the benefit of the American people. What a nice relief that is. What a pleasure that is. And this is really, really interesting. This is the cut I started to play before, but it's a good lead up to the Obama flexibility cut. These are both very short, so callers, sit tight.
In his administration, until last week, who were friendly with Russia, General Mike Flynn being one of them. His former campaign CEO was Paul Manafort, who's got ties to Russia. His Secretary of State was given the Medal of Friendship by Russia. So you say there's a lot of conservatives who are going to push back on Russia, but I see a lot of folks within Donald Trump's administration who have a friendlier view of Russia than maybe past administrations did.
Now, that was Katie Tour talking to Francis Rooney, a Republican from Florida. And Rooney responded and said, well, what about when President Obama leaned over to Putin and said he'd have more flexibility to give you what you want after the reelection? And Katie Tour said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're referring to. And Rooney said, remember, when he leaned over at a panel discussion or a meeting, he said, I'll have more flexibility after the election. No one ever really pushed the president on what he meant with that, but I can only imagine for a thug like Putin that it would embolden him. And Katie Tour repeated the congressman's name and then ended the segment. Here is what they were talking about. Why is this not played by every Republican in response to the effort, the coup attempt on President Donald Trump?
This is my last election. Yeah. And after my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and Mr. Trump.
After my election. This was before the re-election of Barack Hussein Obama, talking to the president of Russia. After my next election, I'll have more flexibility. They were talking about missile defense in Europe to defend Ukraine. And what did the president of Russia say? I will convey this to Vladimir. Why didn't Mitt Romney have that on commercials all around the country? Why don't Republicans remind Democrats and the media how hypocritical they are on these issues? Something so overt, so obvious, as Obama's conveying off mic, he thought, a message to Vladimir Putin or Joe Biden bragging about withholding billions of dollars in aid if the Ukrainians don't fire the prosecutor that was investigating his son. Only Donald Trump seems willing to fight. Donald Trump and the people around him. Republicans, so soft. Not all of them. I love Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and Louis Gohmert and so many of the Freedom Caucus heroes and others who are out there identifying the lies, identifying the motivation, identifying the lack of due process every time they're in front of a microphone. Democrats are all on the same page in this coup attempt. Thank you, Sly, in North Carolina. All on the same page in this coup attempt. But not Republicans. Well, we've got to be careful. We've got to get to the bottom of this lie, of this coup attempt. All right, I was promising calls. I'll talk about my anniversary and my ballot in the next segment. John's been waiting way too long. John in Aurora, you're next. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Another 921 in here.
Dynamite.
So my wife and I were there. So you're saying you're giving out some buttons or something? Or?
Yeah, you know, I turned them over to Chuck and Julie, so they've got them. But are you attending the countdown to 2020 rescheduled event with Michelle Malkin and Dennis Prager?
I'm not planning on it. We're going to be out of town.
Okay,
here,
well, that's okay. I'm putting this out there for everybody. If people who are going to be at that event, who are at 921 or at the Labor Day rally, I know the buttons will be there, but if anybody else wants one, just send me an email. Go to 710canus.com, find Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, click the big red button that says email the show, and because whoever this anonymous donor was, and I still don't know who dropped them off at my office, I wish they'd identify themselves. Even if they didn't want to be publicly acknowledged, I'd love to just thank them personally, but we've got a bunch of them. Love to make sure we get one in your hands, John.
That's a cool idea. Hey, well, I took you up on your... you know, read the blueprint. So I read the blueprint
yes.
the past week or two, and it's an eye-opener, I'll tell you that. But I guess trying to get to the nub of it, you know, there's things that stick out on to me, and I don't know about you, obviously, when you read it, kind of the main highlights that hit you. But the thing that hits me is the Dems were unified. They said, we're here to make a Democratic majority, And, you know, he says the issues aren't all that it's important are egos. He says those, set those aside. Let's unify and overcome these Republicans. And I'm just going, you know, I think that was it. I mean, you know, you can talk about the money and stuff, but the main thing is they're unified and taking us down. And they didn't worry about the squabbles that they might have on their side in terms of issues. And I just think that's a huge, huge point. I don't know if that, you know, how that struck you when you read the book.
I think it's the total point. They determined first of all, it was millionaires and billionaires that got together, including now Governor Jared Polis.
Yeah.
And they made the determination that we are not going to squabble over our policies or the degree of policies. Instead, we are going to elect Democrats, and then we will put the pressure on them to get the policies that they want.
Exactly.
And and they kept their policy squabbles inside.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I'd be willing to shut up about a lot of things I disagree with some of our Republican politicians about right now if I could just see that same level of unity, because we are in a fight for Western civilization right now. This isn't about getting to the bottom of the truth about how Donald Trump abused his power and in blackmailing the president of Ukraine. This is about an effort to take out a duly elected president, because they know they can't beat him in 2020, and we need Republicans to unite around him.
Yeah. The other thing that struck me as I read the book, you know, they're talking about their messaging. I go, you know, and I was on that side at one time years ago. I my first election was 76. I campaigned for Jimmy Carter. I've repented of that, but but the thing is, their message, the conservative message, it just blows them out of the water. And I just, you know, we've got so much going for us if we just get our stinking act together. And basically, in a lot of ways, seems to do what they did, only for the good. And that kind of leads to my other question is, you know, what's being done to address this, the Dems' effort in the blueprint? Do you know of efforts in Colorado or around the country say, hey, I don't know if we need to necessarily totally duplicate what they're doing, but at least, you know, it seems like they did some pretty logical stuff as I read this book, you know, what they're trying to accomplish. I don't know what you know about that.
Well, I think what Republicans are finally starting to realize, and the Democrats realized this, 12, 13 years ago now in the blueprint.
Yeah.
Heck, it's more than that. You know, it's 2004, so we're talking 15 years.
Exactly.
The blueprint, how the Democrats won Colorado, is the book that we're talking about, is that they realize that the party is not the place to do it, that you can't.
Yeah.
Instead, they've created all these other structures, and they've got steady streams of funding. And we're told, and we've been told since the new leadership of the Colorado Republican Party, et cetera, that there's going to be a lot of money coming into Colorado and lots of different ways to fund the individual efforts. And they've been focused on 2020. We're only a few days away from the off-year election next Tuesday. So that will be behind us, and it's going to be time for the Colorado Republican Party to put up or shut up and see if all that money comes in. But it's really the outside groups, and that's why I get so excited about Tea Party Patriots, about Turning Point USA, about so many different opportunities to get out the message and influence people's thinking. And but we can't rely on the party to do it, that's for sure. John, I got to fly. Thanks for listening. Thanks for waiting this morning.
No problem.
And I'm so sorry to Seth in Tulsa, but I've got to take my break here. You will be first up on the other side if you can sit tight. Two lines are open now, 303-696-1971. And let us not forget.
My last election, yeah. And after my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and Zelensky.
Absolute proof of collusion with a foreign government that was entirely, completely, and with rare exception in conservative talk radio or certain websites, ignored by the mainstream media and a whole lot of Republicans. We will continue our conversation on collusion. I'll give you the heads up on the ballot issues for next week, and get back to all of your phone calls as well at 303-696-1971. Sit tight. It's Denver's only live local conservative Saturday morning show right here at 710 KNUS.
We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Got that right. 6:49, 11 minutes to go until 7 o'clock. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Just got a text from my brother, Stephen Tubbs, and unbelievable. Hard to believe that it's been 6 months since the STEM school shooting in Highlands Ranch, Kendrick Castillo. sacrificed his life to save the life of other students by charging at the gunman. Three young high school heroes who acted instead of cowered and saved countless lives, countless injuries. Absolutely incredible. And I thought when that happened, and for the couple of two or three weeks after when I would talk about it, we will always remember to celebrate the heroism. And remember that that's the message we want to send to our kids and our grandkids and our fellow citizens. That was unbelievable. And Stephen Tubbs is going to have Kendrick Castillo's father, John, in studio from 4 to 6 p.m. on Monday. That is Cannot Miss Radio. I'll be sure and remind you of that again throughout the show. That is a big, big deal. Way to go, Tubbs. Absolutely fantastic. Let's finally get to Seth in Tulsa. And sorry to keep you waiting so long. Good morning.
Yeah, Randy, this is Chuck.
Oh, hey, Chuck.
Is there any doubt in your mind that if Trump had shared what was going to happen, like with this raid with Pelosi, and I think Schiff would have been one of them, too, because of the Intelligence Committee, that they would have leaked and they would have not have had any problem with any of those young men dying just because it would have served their purpose of the raid going wrong and having a stain like on Trump's record or however you want to look at it?
Well, you know, it's hard to know how deep their desperation and their hate for this president could go, for them to be willing to intentionally leak knowing that it puts our soldiers at risk, our special ops at risk. I don't know that they'd go that far. But what I do believe 100%, Chuck, is that they would leak it. They would try to do something to make sure that this is not the tremendous success it has been for this president. I mean, it started right away after the announcement was made. The efforts to tear it down wasn't handled right. Don't like how the president talked about the death. You know, the dog, all of it. The media finds a way to try and tear it down. And so he did the right thing by keeping it quiet. And what a gutsy, gutsy move, because had it gone wrong, imagine how the left would have gone after him.
Yeah. Well, I have another opinion, too. Now, if this impeachment doesn't work, then I think the only thing that they're resolved to is civil disobedience at the ballot place. I mean, something that's going to disrupt things where on our side we're just not going to be able to do it. I mean, or the election's going to get disrupted somehow because they're that desperate to keep this from happening.
Well, we know impeachment's not going to work. Republicans are unified. Only three Republican senators who didn't sign on to Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell's resolution about that. They're not going to have enough votes in the Senate to actually remove this president. So, and they know it. It's just another effort to try and attack his polls, to raise funds, and to try and keep the dream of Democrats to somehow remove this president alive. But it's not going to work. And you're right, we have to be ready for everything. But you know what? This president has helped a lot of us empower and support the rule of law and support law enforcement in getting back to doing their job, staying away from the political correctness. And I think it's going to be much harder in 2020 to fudge an election than it has been in past elections. I think we'll see some legislation, maybe some voter ID. I don't know. But I remain highly, highly optimistic that I think the president's victory is going to be significant enough that even with the amount of cheating and efforts that they'll make to disrupt the election, if you're correct about that, are going to be inadequate.
Just one other quick point about the economy. I just came back from Orlando, and normally, well, I went out to like the beaches too, like the Daytona. Normally, in the off season, it isn't nearly as much going on. But I'll tell you what. The planes were full. The airport was full. I mean, everything was just like it was like prime season. And I couldn't help but think, you know, if one of these Democrats gets elected and they implement that Green Deal, like the announcer said every year they normally have like about 75 million visitors, like in the Orlando area, I guess because of Disney and so forth, about potentially that could all be gone. And do people, are they really that stupid where they would vote to do away with all that just to see it all go away?
Well, some of them are. It's just our job to make sure there are more of us than there are of them, especially in the battleground states. Fortunately, we don't have to win the presidency by winning over Los Angeles, by winning over New York City, by winning over Chicago and Detroit. The Electoral College gives us an incredibly high fighting chance. And polling looks very good for the president. I think we've got another 4 years to look forward to if we do our job between now and then. Got to fly, Chuck. Thank you for waiting, and thanks for weighing in this morning.
Thanks.
All righty. And just love our out-of-town listeners, Chuck in Tulsa, Helen in St. Louis. Dr. Marty has texted this morning. We'll read his text in the next hour. Sly started us off this morning reminding us how important it is to refer to this as a coup. And one more thing, I want to make sure you have an opportunity at this. Our friends at Colorado Flat Fee Realty have purchased an entire theater's worth of tickets for the brand-new movie No Safe Spaces, with 710's Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Free, absolutely free tickets are available while supplies last at 710canus.com. And you can thank our friends at Colorado Flat Fee Realty for that. Pay less, keep more, save thousands online at coloradoflatfeerealty.com. We come back. I've got to share my anniversary with you, and we'll get back into the I'm no longer going to call it impeachment. I like Sly's idea. The effort, the coup, the Democratic coup attempt on President Donald J. Trump. So first hour in the books. Stay with us for more on Wake Up with Randy Corporan here at 710 KNUS.